Hey everyone! Okay, today is Friday, and so that means it's only a week and 3 days until my guide dog training begins. And I realized that I haven't been talking much on here, so I thought I'd come and ramble a little bit. I would like to give it a try and try to explain in what ways my anxiety disorder that I have is affecting my waiting time and my what should be my exciting time before everything starts. I think it is complicated, and I think it's maybe very hard to understand because it's just irrational. It's just nothing that you can explain with logical points and theories and stuff. But it's, well, it's my anxiety is I'm learning how to handle it, and sometimes it works good and sometimes it works not that good. And since I've had such a stressful time those months when I couldn't be sure that I would get the dog in the end, I now feel that I have not as much strength as I needed to fight back the anxiety effects all the time now. So this means in my everyday life that from my in my thoughts and on my mind, I know that there is not much to worry about, that there are so many reasons to be very happy and full of excitement and full of optimism. But I often cannot feel this way. So this means I have those thoughts, I know how it should be, but I feel very differently. I feel sometimes so discouraged, as if I would be in the middle of the worst phase of my life. So and then I get so angry because I know that this shouldn't be the case. So it's a constant fight between my thoughts and my feelings. And then I try to tell myself, okay, calm down, stop thinking about this. It is an illness, and you have this illness, and you have to live with this illness, and just try to don't get so angry, don't get so confused. Just accept the fact that it's there and that it will go away again and that you're working on it. But this is all very, it takes a lot of strength. So it takes a lot of energy because these thoughts that this is not normal, these thoughts that it should be different, that any other person would feel different, namely excited and happy. And so this is like a vicious cycle in my head that's turning and turning and turning. And it's so mean in a way, because I think, oh, there are only, it's just a bit more than a week to go. So little. But then the anxiety or those negative thoughts, they come and tell me, these are more than 1 week, getting up every day and struggling with all these thoughts again. This is a hell of a lot of time. And this is what they like tell me. Of course, they don't tell me this, so I'm not suffering from something very, very bad, like actual hearing this or so. It's just I just say tell because these thoughts, they are there and they are influencing me. And Yeah, so this is what I experience right now. In my mind, I'm really so looking forward to this everything, and I can totally understand that this is a new step in my life, really, because the dog will change so many things. And yeah, but I often cannot really feel this. It's only thoughts. Well, this is quite a personal boo. And since while I was talking, I even thought, well, I'm not going to upload this because it is so personal, but on the other hand, why should I not? I think that it's also important, everybody is accepting when you have a broken leg that you cannot go and run or do sports or something. And I know that when you say I have an anxiety disorder, that then the people often don't react this way. They are like, oh yeah, I'm scared sometimes too. Well, get over it. And it is just not that easy. It just needs a healing process and a treatment like the broken leg does. And I think it is not the right way to keep it a secret. So I think I will just put this here, and I mean, also I wouldn't write it on Facebook because I have so many Facebook friends there and using Facebook so much as for so many different things. But here I think I have no problems with this, because here you all know my first name and my nickname, and that's all. So I think I will just risk it. And if anyone has listened so far, thank you. And I hope it was in a way understandable. And yeah.